Begadim. Mecharif Begadim is something that does Avodah Zarah. And then it goes into Shabbos. It speaks about someone that was Mechal Shabbos. This little story over there of Tzlafchad. He was Mechal Shabbos, Mekesh Sheitzim. And then it goes into Tzitzis. So it's like, it seems to be just skipping randomly from one to the other. But Chazal tells us, Rashi brings down, that's not just randomly going from one to the other. A person doesn't keep Shabbos, it's like he's Koyfer and Hashem. Megadif, the person that's Megadif means he curses Hashem, he's Koyfer and Hashem. So then, Mechal Shabbos like he's Koyfer and Hashem. Shabbos is Shokol Keneged, Kol HaTorah Kula. Not only is Shabbos Shokol, because Shabbos is Edus about Kodesh Baruch Hu, but also Tzitzis is Shokol Keneged, Kol HaTorah Kula. Tzitzis is Taryag, we know that if you do the Gematria and other things, but there seems to be some sort of comparison between Shabbos and Tzitzis. Now listen to this. The Goyin says the following thing. You know, in our Tzitzis, we make these the circles. You go the rotations. 7, 8. Anyone know the rotations? 11, 13. What's that combined? What's that? What does that equal up to? 7 plus 8 plus 11, 13? 39. There's 39 malachas on Shabbos. So you see that Tzitzis and Shabbos, says the Goyin, seem to have some sort of connection between the two of them. And listen to this very interesting Medrash. The Medrash says the following thing. It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, what's going on with this guy who's Mechal Shabbos? This Mekesh Sheitzim. Why was he Mechal Shabbos? Oh, because he wasn't wearing tefillin. So what should we do? Again, we need a constant mitzvah on Shabbos. Because if we don't have tefillin, so what should be your Shabbos mitzvah? We said tzitzis. Oh, tzitzis! Great, we have tzitzis. Tzitzis will be our Shabbos mitzvah. So you see that there's like this connection between Shabbos and tzitzis that exists. So aside for that, there's also a very interesting thing which we spoke about a little bit previously, is tzitzis also has some sort of connection to Shmiras Einayim. It's brought down that the Chassam Sofer, when he was, if he ever was talking to a woman, he would play with his tzitzis. Chassam Sofer. You know that some people have a minig that they put their tzitzis on their eyes, right? Because tzitzis is a special school for Shmiras Einayim. So the Chassam Sofer would play with his tzitzis when you have Shmiras Einayim. But now I want to get into discussion about the mitzvah of tzitzis. And there's some very interesting, there's a very, very important machloikas that's brought down in the Mordechai. It's based on a Gemara, but if we can get to the Gemara, we'll get to it afterwards. The Gemara is as follows. Okay, let's say a person... The case that we're talking about actually is that a chut of tzitzis on Shabbos snapped. Is he allowed to wear them on Shabbos or not? Okay, now he's got his tzitzis. And, you know, you have part of this, you know, sometimes it can be a little bit embarrassing. A person's guy is wearing his talus and everyone else is wearing a talus. He doesn't have a talus. Why? Because he noticed it snapped. Is he allowed to wear the talus or not?
One chut or the entire thing?
It's not one, it's puzzle. Your talus is puzzle. Now, what would be the best thing to do right now if you can, and if all else was equal, what would you do if you right now noticed? Take care of it. What does that mean?
Get a new one.
Remake them. But the problem is, it's Shabbos. So you can't remake them. You can't buy another talus. You can't, okay, I'm stuck. I'm stuck in a situation right now. Can I wear my talus, yes or no? Here there's a big machlekes. And this machlekes is brought down in the Mordechai. He brings my Reb Shloime Mi Droish that says if a person, it's snapped off, it's usher to wear your talus. Listen, buddy, you don't have tzitzis. I feel bad for you. It might be a little embarrassing in public, but deal with it, you know? You got no tzitzis. Person has no tzitzis. So then, you can't wear a beggar without tzitzis. That's what Shlomo Midrash says. And the Ari says, what are you talking about? Does it say in the Torah, an Isser? Is there an Isser in the Torah? Don't wear a beggar of Dalet Kanfus without tzitzis. Does it say that anywhere? If it would, then for sure it'd be Usser, even if your person was under tremendous duress or whatever it might be. But it doesn't say that. The Torah says, you're supposed to put tzitzis on your beged of dal kanfas. The pasuk says, v'asu lahem tzitzis al kanfi bigdechem. I would love to right now. What's the problem? Shabbos. It's Shabbos, so I can't. If I can't, so then I'll just put on my tzitzis, and I put on my beged, and I wear my tzitzis. This is the machlekes. Interesting machlekes. We have to figure out what's the yisoid ha-machlekes.
Is there an issue with Baltigra because you only have three strings versus four?
There's no issue with Baltigra because he would love to do it if he could. He just can't. Yes, Avi.
I thought a have one of those like fake knobs maybe that when you like, pull it automatically comes up. It's not a real knob.
Yeah, that's not going to help you.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. You need, that's exactly what, because you need a knot, so therefore it wouldn't help you. It was a nice thought, but they actually bring a Gemara in Menachas. The Gemara in Menachas says that Ravina was following Mar Bar Avashi, and he saw him that his tzitzis snapped, and he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything to him. Why not? Because it was Lamaisa's Kavod Abrius, and Kavod Abrius for him to take off his talus in public, so he wouldn't have to do that. I don't get it.
Why can't he tell him anyway?
What?
Why can't he tell him anyway?
Why can't he...
Why did he wait to tell him?
Why didn't he wait to tell him? In other words, he could have... Well, maybe he didn't want to tell him because there's other people there and he didn't want to embarrass him. I don't know. I'll call upon him, but if there's an isser for a person to walk with a beggar that doesn't have tzitzis, l'chayra, what does that mean, bishum kavod abrius? If there's an isser, you can't be doichel kavod abrius for an isser. What happens if a person is wearing shatness in the middle of the street and he realizes he's just got to take it off and that's it? He's just got to go.
If there's no isser, then why is there a problem carrying it? It's part of the beggar.
What?
If there's no isser of wearing it, then why is it considered carrying? Why are the strings not considered part of the beggar?
Because this is not something anyone normally wears. You're only wearing this for the mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah, then it's extra. You know, there's a shiloh, for example, if a person has this tag. Can you wear this on Shabbos? This is extra. So the only reason why I would wear it is because it has my name on it. In Israel, they put your name on it. It's great. So instead of like buying one of those things that have my name, I just have my name on from my laundry tags. So that says center on it. So, but otherwise, that's called carrying. There's a shiloh of whether or not you're allowed to have the extra buttons in the bottom of your shirt over here. Right? It's carrying. I don't need it for anything. What? No, but you don't need it for anything. So it's just extra. They say you can wear it because it gives a chashivas to the beged. Like my shirt comes with extra buttons. Check that out.
Also, it doesn't have chashivas. It's something that has no chashivas. It's not called carrying.
But the button doesn't have chashivas.
Ruderman told me that you could leave the button on the shirt until the shirt button pops off your shirt. Then the button on your shirt gets chashivas, and then it's also.
Okay, so anyway, a kitzer.
What if it's not attached to your shirt?
What?
What if it's not attached to your shirt? When you have a suit and it's in a zipper.
Then it's a problem. Well, that might. I would assume it's going to be a problem.
Everyone holds that the little bag with like the actual fabric, yeah. The extra buttons you have to take out.
Yeah. It's going to be a problem. I'll call it. So your tzitzis is going to be a problem. I'm carrying on Shabbos if they're puzzle. So why is it that, Kitzer, why didn't he make him take it off? So let's try to get to this Shaila. The Shaila is, what's the machlaikis over here? We have a machlaikis. A person has puzzle tzitzis. Shabbos, is he allowed to put them on or not? The machlaikis is that Reb Shloima Midrash says you're not allowed to, and the Ri says you're allowed to. Now the Ri has compelling logic. There's no iser. You have a mitzvah to put on tzitzis. Okay, I can't be a mitzvah. So listen, let me say the logic this way. If I don't wear the beged of Dalet Kanfes, was that Mekayim a mitzvah if I don't wear it? No. If I do wear the beged of Dalet Kanfes, was it Mekayim a mitzvah? No. Okay, but was I over an Aveira if I put on the beged on Shabbos? I put it on a Shabbos.
If you're carrying.
You know, let's say it has no tzitzis on, or there's an air, whatever it is. Leave alone the carrying side of things.
Yeah, because you have on a bag which has dalet kanfes, you have to have tzitzis.
But is that an aveira, or it's just I have an as? You have a mitzvah. I can't be mekayim my mitzvah because I'm an oinus. So what do you want from my life? What do you want from me?
Don't put it on, and you won't be in the situation where you need to be mekayim the mitzvah. You can't.
But I can't be mekayim the mitzvah. So what's the problem? I can't be mekayim the mitzvah.
So why are you putting it on? It's not weird.
What was that?
If you're putting it on, you're putting yourself in the situation.
But I can't be mekayim the mitzvah. So what's the problem? If I can't be, let's say a person can't be mekayim the mitzvah. Is he oivra in anything? He's an oinus. He's an oinus. He can't be mekayim the mitzvah.
Is it better being oinus or better not to have a mitzvah than being oinus?
Oh, so we'll say it this way. The stipulus is it this way. We'll use this. Is a person allowed to put himself in a situation of oinus? Can you put yourself in a situation of oinus? In other words, I can orchestrate that I'm going to be an oinus, or better not to. Better to just stay away from that. Could be, says the stipend, this is the machloikas that we're going to have over here between the Riyah and Rosh Hashanah Midrash. What does that mean? That everyone agrees over here you're an oynes, you're not over an avera, but you're being mevatel an aseh. You have an opportunity to do a mitzvah. Yeah, but I'm an oynes. Well, you could just avoid that by just not putting on the beged. So should I avoid getting into an oynes or not? That's basically what Avigdor's saying. And this is machlokes rishonim. Machlokes is as follows, okay? When you're doing a bris on Shabbos, the best way to do the bris on Shabbos is you should heat up hot water beforehand and make sure you have it there because the child is going to need hot water for medicinal purposes after the bris. Okay? That's what you're supposed to do. Because you're not allowed to, that milos doicha Shabbos is only under certain circumstances, but the heating of the hot water you can't do. So now what happened, let's say he heated up hot water and it spilled. He's got no hot water. You have two choices. Either don't do the bris. Wait until Sunday, okay? And then you won't be over any Yisr Shabbos. Or do the bris. Once you do the bris, this child is now has a status of what? The bris is done. He's a Chol Sheish B'Sakon. It's a little child, just had a surgical procedure. Now I need to heat up the hot water. Now I have to heat it up. That's going to be the machloik. It's a machloik. It's rishonim of whether or not you could basically put yourself in a situation of sakana or not. Can I put myself in a massive of oinus? Then I'm in. What do you want from me? Now I have to eat up that water. Well, never do it through the bris in the first place. So I did the bris, which triggered a situation of pikuach nefesh. Now that it's pikuach nefesh, so now I could say that I'm an oinus. What?
You're an
oinus
that the water spills.
Yeah, that's true, but the shaila is, I don't have to do the bris right now. Don't do the bris. You do the bris, you're going to be Michal Shabbos. But Michal Shabbos the oinus. So I'm putting myself in a situation I'm going to be Michal Shabbos the oinus. Similarly over here, I don't have to put on the beged. Putting on the beged is putting myself in a situation where I'm oinus. I can't be Mekai my mitzvah. Oinus, what do you want from me? Oinus.
Each case has to be looked at individually. Is bris me with Docha Shabbos or is it not? So
let's get it straight. You might be right, but let's get it straight. The bris meal over here is the meal is the Shabbos, but the machshire meal, the heating up of the water would not be. It would not be. But what you're doing is you're putting you're putting yourself in sakana. After you put yourself in sakana, now I have to heat up the water. I can't heat up the water beforehand. Even though I have bris milah. So it's not the bris that's doicha Shabbos, it's the pikuach nefesh. It's the oinus that's being doicha Shabbos.
But you didn't bring yourself into that. You didn't bring yourself into that.
What?
You did a bris, which is doicha Shabbos, and as a result of that is now you have to heat up hot water. That came out of
the
bris.
So maybe you shouldn't do that. Don't do that.
So you have to do the doicha Shabbos.
You don't have to do
that. I've no problem doing bris milah, which is doicha Shabbos.
What was that?
Bris milah is doicha Shabbos. I have no issue, but I think I didn't put myself. So
I know it's, but I understand what Yisrael Meir is saying as follows, and this is a very good svara. He's saying, listen, I'm just doing what the Torah told me to do. I'm doing a mitzvah. Now that I did the mitzvah, so I found myself in a sakana. It's not, but over here by beged, do I have to wear a beged of dal kanfas if there's no tzitzis on it? No, I decided I want to wear that. You can't do that. You can't put yourself in a sakana. But over here, or in an oinus, I mean, over here, it's not me putting myself in oinus. It's the Torah putting me in oinus. The Torah told me to do bris milah. I'm doing a bris milah. I'm like Rosh Katan. I'm just thinking, Torah told me to do a bris. I did it. Now I found myself in sakana. I'll have to deal with the sakana. Could be. This case is a machloikas rishonim. It's a machloikas between the Ramban and the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor says it's usher to do. The Baal HaMor obviously says it's usher to put yourself into a sakana. Yeah, the Baal HaMor says it's usher in this case. So I want to be masbir. So the machloek is as follows. Okay, my friends? We appear to have a machloekis whether a person can put himself into sakana or not. Put himself into oinus. We have to see that. Because our case is not oinus. Our case is where he's putting on his beged and he has no tzitzis. He's putting on a beged of dal kanfas, no tzitzis. The case over there of Mila is he's going to do a bris Mila. He's going to end up have a child that just got became a choyla sheish b'sakana. We're comparing the two oinuses for the moment. Can you put yourself into sakana that you're going to be in a situation of oinus? Can you put yourself in oinus and then afterwards you'll end up not being able to do it? Perhaps perhaps, this chakira, it might depend on how you understand, it's going to depend on a very big chakira and how, what does oynes mean? How do you look at oynes? How extreme is oynes? Do you say oynes is a p'tur, which is you technically did something wrong, but we will not hold you accountable? Is that what oynes is? You technically did something wrong, but we will not hold you accountable? Or is oynes that we don't even see that you did it? This is a chakira that exists. The language of Chazal is oynes rachmana patre, which means the Torah patered you. Sounds like you did something wrong, but we're going to excuse you. Reb Chaim Brisker learned not like that. There's a riot from the Gemara. The Gemara in Ksubis, the Araisa. Is there right with the Gemara in Ksubis? Because the Gemara speaks about oynes on a tnai. Let's say I made a condition. I said, the case is the person says, I'm going to divorce you if I don't come back within 12 months. And he has the oynes. So Reb Chaim said, tnai? What does tnai have to do with punishing you or not punishing you? It's just a question of did you do it or did you not do it? Chaim learns the yesod of oynes is, I didn't do it, didn't happen. It's not called, I did it. So if that's the case, perhaps the shaila of whether or not a person can put himself in oynes is if oynes is something that didn't even happen, I didn't even do it. So if a person's in a matzah of oynes, he didn't do anything. However, if oynes is avada, you did something, but the Torah is pattering you for what you did. So you did it. So you can't put yourself in a situation doing something wrong. The Torah patters you from an oynes, but not that you can orchestrate an oynes. If I found an oynes, I'm not responsible. You didn't find yourself in oynes. You put yourself in oynes. You can't put yourself in a situation where you're going to have an oynes. The Torah is only responsible if I did everything I could do. You didn't. You didn't do everything you could do. You made yourself an oynes, so therefore you are chayav for what you did. But if oynes is, I didn't do it, so if I put myself in oynes, I still didn't do it. Because whenever it's oynes, it's not me. So I put myself in a situation where it's not me. It could be, this is going to be a machlokes of how deep does oynes go? How far? A person says he was in oynes. Do you say oynes means, I didn't even do it. I didn't even do it. So it has no, it's not something that is misyachas to me at all. Or I did it, but we're not holding you responsible. If it's I did it, I'm not holding you responsible, that's only if it was out of your control. So therefore, you're not holding you responsible, but you can't put something into your control. Perhaps that could be that this is going to be the machlokes, but perhaps we could say that pikuach nefesh is different than regular oynes. Perhaps. Pikuach nefesh, for example, pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. Right? Is the pshat the pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos? Is that we're saying that it's hudchan Shabbos pikuach nefesh, which means that pikuach nefesh overrides Shabbos, or it's hutran Shabbos? Hutran Shabbos means that it's mutter. That it's not the pshat that we just overriding isur Shabbos for pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is mutter. Anything you do for pikuach nefesh is mutter. A nafkamina would be perhaps when it comes to Shabbos. Let's say a person has to do he has to do it on Shabbos. Pikuach nefesh. Should he do it kelacher yad? Should he try to do it in a way that's like less like it's like with a form of a shinui? If you're telling me that really it's called he's doing an isur Shabbos, so he has to do kelacher yad. But if it's hutra on Shabbos, so there's no reason for that. This is mutter. Pikuach nefesh is mutter on Shabbos. So perhaps we could separate between the dinim of Shabbos and the dinim of pikuach nefesh, which is more extreme than regular oynes. Pikuach nefesh is the Torah wants you to do it. Oynes, the Torah just allows you to do it. Okay. The achroinim ask a different question over here, which is a great kasha. They ask the following question. They ask, what's the halacha if a person wants to do a shechita and he doesn't have any dirt to do kisui hadam. In other words, when you shech the behema, so you have to do kisui hadam. You have to cover the dam of the behema. So what happens if a person is shechting a behema? He has no dirt available. Now, it's not so hard to get dirt. You just dig, but you're not allowed to dig on Shabbos. So he's in a situation where he can't do kisui hadam. Is he allowed to shecht? And then he'll have dam that he just won't do kisui on. Or can't shecht. What would you say?
Well, why is he shechting? Does he need food or otherwise he's going to die, or just not be shechting?
No. I would assume not. Interesting. In other words, if it's shechting for the mitzvah, then it would be similar to what you were saying about the milah.
Over there, it's something that you don't have to do. It's just something that you're not allowed to do it.
What do you mean?
Sand. You have no sand to...
It's the same exact thing. They're both mitzvahs are say. There's no iser to wear a beged without the alakafras. There's no iser. So it's a both mitzvahs asay.
No,
so the chayra.
What's stopping you from fixing it?
Shabbos.
And by saying what's stopping you from
Shabbos. You can't dig. I can't dig. Therefore, I can't do it. So it's both Shabbos. What? So if it's for the Beis HaMikdash, you can. I'm not sure what the case is over there. So the Beis HaMikdash is talking about on Yom Tif. But you can. Oh. Shev va'al tase. Therefore what? You don't have to shecht. Right? But can you shecht? And then you put yourself in a situation of minus. You don't have to put on the beged of Dal Kampus either. You're right. But I have a beged here. It has no tzitzis. Can I put it on and I'm in an oinus? I have an animal. I want to shecht it, but I can't do kisi adam. Can I shecht it and I won't do kisi adam? So if the shechita is the tzorach mitzvah, so then maybe we get back to what Bishol Meir said, is that when it's a mitzvah, I'm doing the mitzvah, then I'm stuck. But the halacha is lamaisa, they bring down, it's mavur in the Gemara and Beitza, that a person doesn't have choyl, he's usher to shecht, because he cannot do kisi hadam. It's usher to shecht. So the shaila is, so then why would... The chayra that's gonna should be dependent on our machlokas that we're speaking about.
So you're saying that you can't do the original.
You can't do something that's gonna trigger an inus.
Something else is gonna happen.
Right. You can't put yourself in a situation of inus. Why over there? You gotta put yourself in. We were saying that perhaps that's the machlokas. So if that's the case, so why over here are you not allowed to put yourself in a situation of inus? And the re was saying when it comes to tzitzis, you are allowed to put yourself in a situation of inus. So there's numerous different answers that one can say. Numerous answers. One answer is a Peladika answer. The Imre Bina. The Imre Bina was a Achron before he was a girl seminary. I mean a boys yeshiva. It's Darche Bina. I got confused. Sorry. Like this. The Imre Bina says, I'll tell you the difference. The mitzvah of kisui hadam. What's the mitzvah of kisui hadam? Describe to me the mitzvah.
Once it's already there. Once there's blood there, you have mitzvah to cover it.
You have mitzvah to cover it with?
Sand.
Dirt. Sand. Yeah, fine. Can you do that on Shabbos?
Yes. If it's already prepared. Yeah.
Yes, you could. If it's already prepared, you can. Right? You can do that on Shabbos. The mitzvah of tzitzis. The pasuk says, V'asu lechem tzitzis al kanfei bigdechem. To tie tzitzis, can you do that on Shabbos? No. So there's no mitzvah of tzitzis on Shabbos. So therefore, when it comes to tzitzis, over there avada. When it comes to tzitzis, it's mutter. There's no mitzvah of tzitzis. So I can wear the beged without tzitzis. When it comes to the mitzvah of kisei adam, so kisei adam be'etzem I could do it. So I have a chiyuv on Shabbos to do kisei adam. It's just I'm in a situation where I can't do it. When it comes to tzitzis can't be done on Shabbos. So there's no mitzvah tzitzis.
I mean, we're looking at the situation. We're not looking at the halacha. I'd say in the situation you have the same outcome in both situations.
Yeah, so he's saying the difference. The difference is tzitzis you can never do on Shabbos. Kisui Adam you normally can do. So are you mechuyev kisui Adam on Shabbos?
You still can. So the
difference is that we're saying there is no mitzvah of tzitzis on Shabbos. There's no mitzvah of tzitzis on Shabbos.
The person tied tzitzis on Shabbos and didn't know the Shabbos.
He's saying there's no. It sounds like he's saying it's not clear. He's saying there's no mitzvah of tzitzis on Shabbos. You're not mechuyev in tzitzis on Shabbos because the Torah isn't going to be mitzvah in something that you can't do. I can't do it. It's not possible to tie the tzitzis on Shabbos.
Then it shouldn't be that you wear a negative dalan kavas on Shabbos. You're mechuyev mitzvah tzitzis.
Yeah, that's the pella. That's the pella. It sounds like from the Rabbina that there's no. You're not even mechuyev mitzvah on Shabbos. Is that you're not mechuyev mitzvah of tzitzis on Shabbos?
That's the character of Begin.
Is it?
It's
a pellet. What?
The
briskers don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos. They don't wear. It's an interesting thing. There are people that don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos, but the shaila is exactly. Yeah. What?
The Davos will wear tzitzis on Shabbos.
In order to not. Because if they're mechuyev, if they're not mechuyev, they're carrying. Yeah. So the Imrabin is a pellet. What does that mean? There's no mitzvah of tzitzis. Why? Because I can't tie them on Shabbos, but I can wear them on Shabbos. So what does that mean? I can't.
The case is only applicable to Zman Beis HaMikdash. So how are you even comparing the two? No. Tzitzis is applicable nowadays, and you
right.
Can't shecht on Shabbos.
Kisui Adam is nagei nowadays. Oh, the shechita on Shabbos is maybe not nagei. Yeah, if he's talking about. Yeah, in a chalami, but there's still a ma'isa. There's still this dynamic. What's the difference between the two of them? We have a situation. Can you put yourself in a situation where you're going to be an oinus? When it comes to kisui Adam, we see that. You cannot. When it comes to tzitzis, it seems like you can. Maybe it's because there's no mitzvah of tzitzis on Shabbos. Therefore, you can wear begad on Shabbos without tzitzis. It's a pell. And I can't mekayim a mitzvah of tzitzis on Shabbos. I'm not mekayim a mitzvah of tzitzis on Shabbos. We don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos. What does that mean? It's a pella. It's a pella. What they might be saying. So perhaps we could say a little differently. Rabbi saying this is a big yisoid in general in mitzvahs, and with this we'll end. We have to know there are different types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah which is the Torah wants. The result. And there's a mitzvah where the Torah wants the action. There's a mitzvah the Torah wants the result. And there's a mitzvah the Torah wants the action. There's a difference between the two of them. For example, there's a mitzvah of tefillin. Is that the Torah wants the action of tefillin? Does the Torah want that the person should be putting on tefillin? Or that there should be tefillin worn. I'll give you another example. The mitzvah of being married. Does the Torah want the act of marriage? Or the Torah wants that you should be married? What's the mitzvah we'll start? What's the mitzvah of kiddushin? Assuming it's a mitzvah. It's the act of marriage or the being married?
Being married.
What's the mitzvah of tefillin?
Both.
It could be it's both, but it's as follows. Can you make shlichus on a mitzvah? It's so interesting. Some mitzvahs I can make shlichus on. Some mitzvahs I can't make shlichus on. So which mitzvahs can I, which mitzvahs can't I? So the Mefarshim explained the Ktzois. There's a mitzvah which is our kakafta de gavra. And then there's a mitzvah which is the Torah wants the result. The Torah wants it to be done. Not that you should do it. You should get it done. So now, let's look, for example, for a second at Kisui Hadam. The mitzvah of Kisui Hadam is that the Torah wants me to cover it or wants it to be covered? Wants the dam to be covered or it's like, I should be covering it? The dam to be covered. What's the mitzvah of tzitzis? That tzitzis should be worn or that I should wear tzitzis?
What?
Can a person make a shliach to do kisui hadam? What? Or that I should wear tzitzis.
And then there's also if you should hide or if you should wear.
We're assuming that we're talking about the mitzvah of levisha, because the shaila is if I'm wearing a begad of dal kamfas and it doesn't have tzitzis, so is that a problem?
What about kedushin? Is it a mitzvah to be married? Why would you be allowed to use the shliach? Because
the mitzvah is the result by kedushin. The mitzvah is the result of being married. So I'm saying is as follows. This is the way Rabbi Asher Weiss answers this theory. He says the following thing: by kisui adam, we don't want blood to be uncovered. The mitzvah is we want, the mitzvah is we have the result. So the mitzvah is to have the result. So putting yourself in a situation where you're going to be an oinus and we're going to be left without the result is not okay. Therefore, the Gemara says, to shecht on Shabbos, or shecht, and when there's, you can't get your kisui adam, so you're kind of leaving the mitzvah a gaping hole where it's left without it being, without it happening. Masha'enki, when it comes to tzitzis, where the Torah wants you to wear tzitzis, that's true. The Torah wants me to wear tzitzis, but I can't wear tzitzis. It's not about the result of the tzitzis being worn. I can't wear tzitzis, so therefore, if I'm not wearing tzitzis, it's no difference if I'm not wearing the beged or I am wearing the beged. Either way, I'm not wearing tzitzis. It's not that the Torah wants a beged of dal kamfas to have tzitzis being worn on it. It wants me to wear the tzitzis. Okay, I can't wear the tzitzis because it's Shabbos. What can I do? I can't wear tzitzis. Okay, so you won't wear tzitzis. So put it on without tzitzis. But over here, we want the dam to be covered. So the Torah gave you a mitzvah to cover the dam. We want the dam to be covered. But can I put it in a situation where I'm going to have uncovered dam that I can't do? The mitzvah that's on me to do, if I'm not mekayim the mitzvah, but the mitzvah that we wanted being done, there we're more protective and it's not okay if the mitzvah is not done at all. Perhaps that will be the difference. Kopana Rabbi said, we spoke about the shayla, the shayla of the machloikes as to whether or not a person can put himself in a situation where he's not being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. He has a beged, it's on Shabbos, the beged does not have tzitzis on it, is he allowed to put it on or not? The Mordechai brings the Shittas of Shlomi Drosh that says, no, you can't wear it, and the Ri says, you can wear it. What's the machloikes? Machloikes is perhaps, can you put yourself in a situation of oinus? Can I put myself in a situation where I'm not going to be able to mekayim a mitzvah? I don't have the mitzvah because I'm not wearing the beged. Can I put on the beged and then I'll be an oinus? We see the same type of thing. Can I do the mila and then I'll be an oinus? I'm gonna have to heat up hot water. We said maybe mila is different because that's a mitzvah. Maybe for a mitzvah you're allowed to do it. For other things you're not allowed to. Maybe mila is different because mila is pikuach nefesh, and pikuach nefesh maybe is what's true. But we said it is a machlokes rishonim whether you're allowed to do it. It could be the bir machlokes is whether or not we say that oinus rachmana patra means it's like I didn't even do it, so then it's okay to orchestrate that I'm not doing anything is okay. I didn't do it. But if it's that you did it, but we don't hold you responsible. If you're orchestrating to do it, then we will hold you responsible. That could be that's the bir machlokes. Then we ask the question, why is kisui adam different? Why does the Gemara say clearly you cannot do kisui adam? And we said that for two reasons. Maybe there's no mitzvah of tzitzis on Shabbos. It's a pella. The Imre Bina is a pella. Seems to say that because I can't tie it, therefore I have no mitzvah. What do you mean? We all wear tzitzis on Shabbos aside for the briskers that don't wear tzitzis. Or perhaps the reason would be that over there, the Torah wants the result. When the Torah wants the result, don't put yourself in a situation where you're not going to get the desired result. Thanks for listening.